Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The proposed indefinite jockupant called by the Commercial Vehicle Owners Association of four districts, namely Mokokchung, Twensang, Zinaputo and Longleng, farm today, has been called off after the state government replied positively to the demands made by the association. The association stated that, as assured by the government, they will wait till 31st of October to see if their demands are fulfilled, and cautioned that they will continue with the proposed band if the government fails. The association further expressed their gratitude to the general public for the support and cooperation extended. Israel's death toll in the ongoing conflict with Hamas has crossed 700 and the number of injured has crossed 2,100. The death toll is expected to rise as some areas are yet to be cleared of Hamas attackers and battles are still ongoing. The authorities also confirmed today that Hamas has taken at least 100 Israelis as hostages. Meanwhile, the United States will provide ammunition and equipment to Israel and boost American forces in the Middle East in response to the attacks by Palestinian militant group Hamas, the Pentagon said. The U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, in a statement, said that the United States government will be rapidly providing the Israeli Defense Forces with additional equipment and resources, including munitions. The UN Security Council also called for a closed-door emergency meeting. Air India has cancelled its flights to and from Tel Aviv till the 14th of this month. In a social media post, the airline said its flight to and from Tel Aviv will remain suspended till Saturday for the safety of passengers and crew. The airline also said that it will extend all possible support to passengers who have confirmed bookings on any flight during this period. President of Tanzania, Samia Suluhu Hassan, yesterday arrived in New Delhi on a four-day state visit to India. This is her first visit to India since the assumption of the office of president. On her arrival at the airport, she was received by Union Minister of State for Education, Annapurna Devi. The Tanzanian president will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Thereafter, she will participate in a wreath-laying ceremony to be held at Rajghat. She will also hold a detailed bilateral dialogue with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In the evening, she will meet President Draupadi Murmu. India and Saudi Arabia yesterday signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, in the fields of electrical interconnections, green and clean hydrogen, and supply chains. The MOU was signed between the Union Minister for Power and New and Renewable Energy, R.K. Singh, and the Minister of Energy, Government of Saudi Arabia, Abdul Aziz bin Salman Al Saud, on the sidelines of the Middle East and North Africa Climate Week in Riyadh. The MOU aims to establish a general framework for cooperation between the two countries in the field of electrical interconnection, exchange of electricity during peak times and emergencies, co-production of green and clean hydrogen and renewable energy, and also establishing secure, reliable and resilient supply chains of materials. India and Pacific Asia Travel Association will jointly promote travel for life in the Asia-Pacific region. During the recently concluded for the 6th edition of Pacific Asia Travel Association Travel Mart 2023 in New Delhi, PATA has committed to expand travel for life in the Asia-Pacific region. Travel for Life initiative was showcased at the Mart by the Ministry across all the events, and it generated huge interest from international travel trade community. And in sports, curtains came down on the 19th Asian Games at the Hangzhou Olympic Stadium in China yesterday with a glittering closing ceremony. The baton for the next Asian Games was passed on to Nagoya, Japan for 2026. More than 12,000 athletes from 45 nations competed in 40 sports at the event. The Indian contingent won 107 medals, 28 gold, 38 silver and 41 bronze at Hangzhou. In the previous edition of the Games at Jakarta in 2018, India was only able to secure 70 medals. This is the first time that the country has crossed a benchmark of 101 medals in any of the three major games, including the Olympics, the Commonwealth Games, and the Asian Games. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.